Day 2. Hi, today is your day and it's going to be a beautiful day. Do you know that since the dawn of history, man's knowledge has increased dramatically? All the knowledge acquired from cave-dwelling days to 1750 have doubled by the year 1900. This means that it took only 150 years to increase twofold all the knowledge gained over the centuries. By 1950, just 50 years later, man's knowledge had again grown 100%, and from 1950 to 1965, it doubled once more, this time in 15 years. By 1975, a mere decade later, knowledge had doubled again, and it would do so once more by the 1980s. The more science progresses, the more our knowledge grows. We are living in a period of adaptation to change, as our expanding knowledge changes the world around us, for better or for worse. In a single day, we receive more information than our grandparents did in an entire life. This bombardment of information has an enormous impact on our lives, although there is undoubtedly much more positive than negative in this avalanche of new data, it's up to the individual to be selective and use this information wisely. The aim of this program is to help you benefit from all the new possibilities offered by science, so that you may succeed in losing weight. If you really want to change, if you have the intense desire to lead a happy life, and I believe this is the case, then the insights we have gained into human physiology and behavior will enable you to attain your goal. So far, as obesity is concerned, man's knowledge has until now been a double-edged sword. It is alarming to know that in all the so-called events in industrial or post-industrial societies, we have created a host of affluent-related diseases. These diseases are responsible for 83% of deaths before the age of 65. Although our knowledge in the field of nutrition, physiology, and human behavior has never been greater, and although our impressive discovery of new medicines and treatments is increasing day by day from 1900 to 1970s, man's life expectancy increased by only 4 years from 63 to 67. On the other hand, a few easily acquired habits such as enjoying a good breakfast, eating moderately, having 3 meals a day, exercising, not smoking, drinking little or no alcohol, and sleeping 7 or 8 hours at night can increase our life expectancy by 11 years from 67 to 78. Dr. Kenneth Cooper, the father of jogging and author of the famous book Aerobics, written in 1968, states that a man of 45 can expect to live to 67 if he has less than 4 of the above habits. If he has 4 or 5 of these habits, he can expect to live to age 73. And if he has 6 or 7, his life expectancy will be 78 years. What we do for our bodies can prolong our life expectancy by 11 years while vastly improving the quality of our lives. On the other hand, modern medical technology can extend our life expectancy by just 4 years, often delaying that by just a few, sometimes measurable days. In his Texas clinic, Dr. Kenneth Cooper evaluated the physical fitness of persons aged 30 who jogged 3 times a week and maintained their ideal weight. He then compared them with 60-year-olds who followed the same program and had the same lifestyle. The test was used on an electrocardiograph connected to a treadmill. The results showed that it is possible at age 60 to be almost as physically fit as a 30-year-old. We are always amazed at certain clients who come into our clinics for their annual checkup. Tim, a successful businessman, has been coming to see us every year. Nothing prevented him from keeping his appointment. He wanted to undergo every possible test for cancer, diabetes, cholesterol, and as he puts it, health is precious. One should not wait for one's health to fail to really appreciate it. Tim is 30 years old. He smokes 50 cigarettes a day, skips meals, doesn't eat breakfast, drinks alcohol every day, and sleeps an average of 5 hours a night. Because of his job, he is a very avid sportsman. Tim followed all the sports at the stadium and on TV, but did not actively participate in any real sports. One year, when Tim came for his checkup, he was diagnosed with a serious case of diabetes. His sugar level while fasting was 342. Normal should stand between 80 and 110. A year later, Tim's weight was the same and he had not changed his habits. Although he was strongly advised to lose his excess weight, he did nothing about it. A few months later, he lapsed into a diabetic coma and had to be hospitalized for 3 weeks. Today, he still has the same weight problem and still suffers from diabetes. He believes in medical science, but will do nothing to keep his body healthy.